Additional accusers took the witness stand today at Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial at the Montgomery County Courthouse in Norristown. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Joining me live on the line with the latest from Norristown is WHYY's Bobby Allen. Bobby, review what took place today.
So we heard from, so far, three of five accusers who, for the first time, are confronting Bill Cosby in court. Now remember, these five women claim that they were sexually molested or assaulted by Cosby in the 80s. Their cases are too old to prosecute, but they are taking the stand now and recalling their stories, and prosecutors are hoping it shows the jury that Cosby had an alleged pattern of behavior in which he would seduce women, drug them, and then sexually assault them. And the prosecution is hoping that will help show that Andrea Constant, who's at the heart of the criminal trial, was not an isolated person, that she was part of this larger pattern. Now, there were some fireworks. And in fact, Heidi Thomas, one of the witnesses, when she was asked, do you want to, you know, why are you here? Why are you taking the stand? And she said, quote, I want to see a serial rapist convicted. And people audibly gasped in the courtroom. The judge had to rebuke her because, of course, Cosby's not on trial for rape. He's on trial for aggravated indecent assault. And she said that while speaking over the judge. The other really dramatic moment is when an accuser, Shailon Lasha, took the stand, and she was just inconsolable. I mean, she was weeping loudly, covering her face with a handkerchief. The prosecutor said, is this hard for you? And haltingly, she said, yes, it is. And right before she got off the stand, she looked at Cosby in the eyes and said, you remember this, don't you, Mr. Cosby? And he made a little smirk.
To which, apparently, Cosby's lawyers asked for a mistrial.
They did ask for a mistrial, and the judge swiftly said no.
What's the defense's cross-examination strategy?
So the defense is emphasizing that these women didn't come forward until the criminal charges from Andrea Constant's case made national headlines. And they're doing that to try to imply to the jury that these women are just jumping on the bandwagon, right? They're also trying to strongly suggest that, you know, these women were driven by a desire for publicity. The last woman who was just on the stand, her name was Janice Baker Kenny. Her lawyer is you know, well-known lawyer, plaintiff's lawyer, Gloria Allred. And there was a number of questions in which the defense team was basically saying, oh, did Gloria Allred put you up to this? Are you overly scripted by Gloria Allred? How much coaching did you receive by her? As a way of sort of saying, oh, you're not really telling the truth, but you only came out to get publicity, and you're only here because Gloria Allred put you up to it.